Corporate Media Hide Joe Biden's Dead Migrants. By Neil Monroe on September 19, 2022. The rising flow of Venezuelan economic migrants into New York, Martha's Vineyard, and D.C. is helping journalists in the corporate media expose the huge death toll of President Joe Biden's semi-open borders. Top editors are keeping the videos and statistics out of the media reports before the election. But some journalists are slipping mentions and witness statements about the many migrant deaths on the Darien Gap jungle trail between Colombia and Panama. For example, while the corporate media posted a sentimental and flattering description of Democrats' brief display of support for the migrants delivered to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, CNN's Ray Sanchez slipped this horror story into a report. The couple, Pedro Luis Torrealba, and his wife said they started the roadless crossing on the border between Colombia and Panama, the deadly Darien Gap, with more than 60 other migrants, Torrealba said outside the parish house on Thursday night. Only 22 completed the trek across the 60 miles of jungle and steep mountains, he said. Some fell from cliffs, others were swept away by floodwaters. If more than 60 migrants started the week-long trek, and only 22 completed the ordeal, then perhaps 38 people, in that single group, died while trying to reach the offer of jobs and homes being dangled by Biden and his pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. That two-thirds death rate cannot be accurate or representative of the many groups that cross the Darien Gap. It cannot be so, because if it is accurate and representative, then tens of thousands of women, children, and men have been killed by Biden's dangled, and likely illegal, promises, amid much self-congratulatory cheering from progressives. Roughly 130,000 migrants crossed in 2021, and 160,000 migrants may cross the gap during 2022. Nearly all are being pulled north by Biden's offer of life in the United States. The Darien Gap deaths are far south of the U.S. border, where many additional migrants die in rivers and deserts. The U.S. border, according to the United Nations, is the deadliest land crossing in the world. Sanchez's CNN report included a second horror story from the Darien Gap. The second Venezuelan asylum seeker showed Jackie Stallings' cell phone video taken during the journey across a remote Central American jungle, pointing out migrants who died along the way. It was like she was showing me cat videos, but it was actually their journey and what they endured to get here, said Stallings, a member of the Martha's Vineyard Community Services nonprofit. There were bodies and moms with babies trying to get through mud that was like clay. She was like, look, this one died, part of their original party. And he died and this one died. The mud is like to up to here to them, she said Friday in the shade of the parish house porch, pointing to her thigh. And you see them, they literally have to lift their legs out the mud. They die because they get stuck. The CNN article is headlined "They Enriched Us." Migrants' 44-hour visit leaves an indelible mark on Martha's Vineyard. Progressives in the media periodically mention those progressive-caused deaths and rapes in the Darien Gap Trail. But those mentions are usually brief and unconnected to the pro-migration policy pushed by Biden and celebrated by progressives. For example, the New York Times reported on September 15. Artemis Nazareth, newly arrived from Venezuela, was standing in a McDonald's parking lot across the street from a San Antonio shelter a few days ago contemplating his next steps. After a months-long odyssey through seven countries, he had finally made it to the United States. It was time to banish from his thoughts the worst moments, when he was robbed at gunpoint and people dropped dead of exhaustion beside him as they crossed a lawless jungle, and when he watched helplessly as his friend was swallowed by the turbulent waters of the Rio Grande, just before touching U.S. soil in Texas. Now Mr. Nazareth had one objective in mind: make money to support the two young daughters he had left behind. Similarly, on September 17, The Washington Post skipped past the deaths and rapes, as well as the laws and economics. In the evening, Martha's Vineyard resident Katrina Lima pulled up an empty gray foldable chair next to her and invited the migrants to talk about what they'd gone through. She heard about people getting robbed and tricked and watching their friends struggle to survive. So many had started the journey with more people. Some were kidnapped or drowned or died of dehydration. The huge death toll is an open secret among pro-migration activists, including Mayorkas. For example, The El País newsletter on Colombia reported on September 15. The inhospitable jungle that separates Colombia and Panama has been busier this year than ever before. The passage of migrants through that thick green wall known as the Darién Gap is on the way to breaking all historical records. This alarming flow exceeded 30,000 migrants last August, according to the Panamanian authorities. 23,000 of them Venezuelans, unprecedented numbers that have set off the alarms of human rights organizations. I have spoken with several migrants on the border between Mexico and the United States who have told me they have seen corpses dumped in the Darién jungle. Adam Isaacson, the director for defense oversight at the Washington Office on Latin America, told the newsletter. A United Nations report in April said, among the newly arrived migrants is Jaime, a Venezuelan mother, and her one-year-old baby. We faced a lot of difficulties, we were robbed, and saw dead people along the way, she says. Though we prepared ourselves as much as we could by watching many videos about the route, nothing could totally prepare us for what we experienced in the forest. There is a growing amount of video about the ordeal and the deaths, but the deadly drama has been hidden by the pro-Biden corporate evening news. The Associated Press posted an article in 2019. In recent weeks, at least 10 migrants were reportedly swept to their deaths. It posted another in 2021, headlined, AP has rare access as Haitian migrants, in bid to reach the U.S., face perilous jungle crossing of Darién Gap. CBS News posted a few cautious stories in October 2021. ABC News has a handful of reports, including a short August 2022 article by the Associated Press. NBC News mentioned the gap in A by Julia Ainsley in September 2021, and a decent piece by Erica Angulo and Gabe Gutierrez in October 2021, and that was about it. The October report downplayed Biden's death drama, with a sentence saying Panamanian officials have recovered 50 bodies there this year, but say they believe the death toll is much higher. Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, has helped create a new route past the Darién Gap because he wants to get more migrants to the U.S. border. The route seems to be faster and safer, so more economic migrants from Venezuela are getting to the U.S. border. The taxpayer-funded United Nations also provides guides, aid, and funding to help more migrants get through. Republicans rarely criticize Biden and his allies for the shameful policies that have helped kill so many children, women, and men. Their caution, however, is likely explained by the determination of pro-migration donors to suppress the public recognition of mass migration's huge damage to society. For more about the Darién Gap, and more videos, click here.